We're holding by Sima Kupta the Ches by Sivchav Aleph the Mamshul, the Sugya of Nails. However, it goes together with Sivchav Beis. We're discussing the Sugya of Hang Nails, and Sivchav Beis discussing Aver Bosom Mududolim when you have part of your body, an Aver hanging off. So, first, again, to ask you the idea of a Tiboin Hamududelis Hang Nails. We call this Indian before Shemishna again, McVoice, and Paraktes, over there discusses. That these things are not chaitzitz. You have a nail that's hanging off, it's not chaitzitz. However, there is a tesefta that brings down Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan. He comes along and says, when the tziporin is pirish ruboy, then it's not chaitzitz. So there's a shaila, what is pshat in tesefta? The Beis Shiz brings down a clear among the Rishonim. Now, those one taino, pshat in the Rambam, that he's not machal kalach l'maisa, whether it's rave or mi'at. One says, both of them, the loch is, not, it could be a case over here that's not being chaitzitz. Either Maisa we have Rabbi Yechanan. Either Rabbi Yechanan is a Das Yochid and we're not passed like Rabbi Yechanan, or Rabbi Yechanan is saying a Chiddush, even a case of Pirish Ruboy, still not a case of Hatito. But not only a case of Ruboy, even a case of Mirat. That's Shita Rambam. Those are passed like that, the Rift, the Ravid, and others. Asada Shady, the Torah disagrees, comes from the Mordechai, and he understands Rabbi Yechanan is saying Pshat in the Mishnah, like numerous things we see already in this simon over here. The deceptor is saying pshat in the Mishnah to make voice, and therefore the lach will come out when you have a mir of a hangnail falling off, or will be chaitzitz. Mash enkin a roiv of a hangnail will not be chaitzitz. That means roiv Rishonim won't like the Rambam not to mechalik. However, the Torah paskin like the Mordechai yes to mechalik. The lach lemaisa will have to paskin what the lach asai was pirish ruboy, asai is pirish mort. So they get the pirish ruboy come along the lach the mechaber says it's mechal. Why can you have all the Rishonim? Whether you pass Rechon or not, Pirish Ruboy is not a problem. Chochma Zonim goes this way. However, Kamal Gashach and says, Bishlam, you mechaber. You already have a loch and sevchot. You have a nail that's left on top of you. The Maisa is a good filo. There's not a chatit over here when it's clean. However, once you have a Kamal and send the Paschans, the loch is tricha tfila cheres. Why? Either beside the time of the Taz or beside the time of the Shach. I mean, whether inside the Shari Dura or the Ravon, maybe the Kotzit, because maybe there's Lachluchas over there. Therefore, the Amor, you yourself should paskin over here, Tzrichat Tfila Cheres. Even the case with Pirish Ruboy over here. And therefore, the Shach disagrees with the Mechaber, says, Yolo Shitosoi, the Lafila Avon Laramor, the Loch will come out, that you have a nail that's pierced even Ruboy, which everyone agrees, the Maestan Nachatitza, but once with the Loch of Zevchof in Tfila Cheres, he'll also need a case of Tfila Cheres. Now, what is the gedur in Sevchov? When Machlok is in Shach, is a locha to be makel in the case of Kfar Shimshon like the Taz, or to be more machver only case when there's no other mikvah around and it's Iafshur? Come on, the Paiskim say, once you paskin be'ikl like the Shach over here, that means it's the Tara, the Kishkonor, Tara Sol, paskin like the Shach over here, by Shuchim and Vosner. They say, but what gedur we give it like? We do not give it the gedur like the Shach, because most Paiskim paskin like the Taz in Sevchov, and the locha over there is Kfar Shimshon. Or the mikvah is closed, Gedoimu can be Mekel. He also can be Mekel. That means the place can go with a locha like the Shachnum is Paiskim, but the Gedder, like the Taz, like Sivchot. No, he comes out, he goes back and forth, but the Maisi says, the other Maisi says to be Machmer. That's the Pashas reading of the Shach. That's how the place can bring it down the Malachim. Now, those won't be Mekel, Maskil, but the Malachim seem to be Machmer. That's the get to Pirish Ruboy. The get to Pirish Miyotah, Meister, the Mechab himself come along to be Machmer over here. Come along to Kim Shulchan Aruch, he says, Meister, why be Machmer? It's a case of a Drabonon. That's not only the Rambam, he says, Ravi Shoinim, look in the base, he says, being down, it's a Ravid, the Smag, it's a Rajbo, no, that it's a Rif, it's a Orchaz Chaim. We have Numsh Shoinim over here. Why in the world are we being Machmer for over here? The Mechaber, go like the Rambam. Especially according to the Mahalach of the Rambam, the Mechaber, we have two of the three to be Mekel. The Rambam and the Rif are being Mekel, and the Rosh the Maisa being Machmer. Why in the world are you coming to be Machmer over here? So Maisa Kishonach ends off a Loch Le Maisa, and Ova a Laila, or a Kvar Shimshu, Gedoim, and the Maisa can be Mekel even in the case of Miut. And therefore, the Bada Shulchan passes this way, saying it's not only Kishonach, it's also Tarsus Sol, it brings on the higher tree, and the Maisa come to be Mekel. Like I'm others say, Stevenson Mechaber, it'd be more Machmer over here. I come along to be choishish, even the mikvah's closed. The maskon of the kitzur and the bade shulchan comes out against the mechaber both ways. They come along and says the loch is we choishish l'chumro by the case of Rubai, unless it's kvar shimsho of a laila kadoimo. And mice, if I care, when it's piyush miuto, also will come along to you, Michael, the kvar shimsho of a laila, they'll be equal over here. So come along, again, we have a mechab over here that's coming from the Mordechai Shito, numerous svarim with a bada going this way, bada shulchan, he paskes not to mechalik, and be mekel on both of them with kvar shimsho. This halacha to get the hangnail, it's more common to people who have hang toenails. Is halacha be the same concept over here? Sign to get piyush mutay, sign to get piyush ruvay. So the mice, the kitzur says, our nails were not makbid, toenails. We raised for the idea by the pischachuv and the chumud nail, the mice were not makbid. Then the chodeshoni avos the mice want to be mekel. Especially in the sandy soil over here with avon of the taz, the old year of the chashash of chatzitz over here, we do not really care about lichluch underneath your toes. If we can be mekel. Myself, others say it's very sus over here. No one's wanting a mechalik. Chassid Tara don't find it. It's the same sugya, same inin over here. The shell among the swarm, what do the case of toenails, but negate to locha b'diavad. The main sugya over here is, or the obvious question over here is, what is avon to mechal between the case of roiv and miyot? Negate the sugya of. We're saying that the loch is negate to the sugya of roiv, mice is not a chatzitzo. Negate to sugya of miyot is a chatzitzo. What is the reason mechabit in the case of roiv and miyot? Marshok, it's stuck on. Question of roiv and miyot. Especially the loch in the Sefto, when you bring down the loch before and Eva both mudadolim, they were not mechabit in the case of roiv and miyot. And they were saying always is chaitzitz. So just like by Eva Bosser is part of the body itself, not chaitzitz, why in the nail is a chibit in the case of roiv and the case of miyot? So it's very clear among the Gdol Achoinim, three different Mahalchim on the page. There's a Beis Seis Mahalach, there's a Shachs Mahalach, and the Taz Mahalach. And this can be the Lavosh off the page. But the three Mahalchim on the page, what is the Chashash or the Bayah over here? That means there's one option to say, where is the Chatzitzo? You have, what's the problem? What is the Chatzitzo that's bothering us over here? With the one Mahalach to understand, the Chatzitzo is not where the nail is disconnected or connected. The Chatzitzo is, there's a sticker on the nail that's disconnected. What is chatzitza referring to? Something at the top of the nail. One option. A second option you can't understand is that where the area is connected, that's the chatzitza. Mokum mechubur. The third option is where it's disconnected, that's the chatzitza. That means you have either a chatzitza that's on top of it, one option, the mokum achibur, or the mokum achituch, the place where it's cut. What is the baya? That's Mechloyis Taz Shachem Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef inside, he has two options. Is Maskoni ends up v'chein nochoin, the second idea, the baya is not the mokum achibor, not the mokum achituch. The baya is the chatzitz on top of the nail. There's a sticker that's on top of the nail, that's the chatzitz over here. What's the chil between the case of roiv, the case of miyot? He says, the aloch negate when it's roiv, it's not part of the guf, it's command the lesser, and therefore when you're chatzitz, when roiv the nail is off, command the lesser dummy. Are you there? It doesn't count. It's not neshav megufoi. Mashenkin with the miyot, it's part of your body over here. You have a chatzitz on your body, you have a baya, miyot a makbid, you have to take it off over here. That's his chiddush. The magi and the Torah bring down that the magi Mishorim says that Kodesh Baruch Hu said this is the ikum halach. Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not only that, he brings down that Maisi have two malachim over here, and the ikum second, maybe you should raise the first one to havmino. So no, Maisi, it's charifus, the amelus, even a havmino, even though we don't pass like that, you should still bring it down. Havis a hamina Torah is Torah. I will pass it. The ikka the second malach Kodesh Baruch Hu the Beis Yosef one malach. Tazan Shach is agree with the Kodesh Baruch Hu or really the Beis Yosef. Fine, but basically we have one malach is a sticker over here. Second malach, Dr. Moshe brings down this Beis Yosef says he's wrong. The Shach Maisa disagrees. He says a dochuk over here, and the side over here is a mokum achibur. Where the nail has been connected on part of it, that area is supposed to come off over here, and then we come along and says that's nichel negeder of Beis Hastorim. Even though Beis HaStorim, you do not have to have water physically get there. It has to be Roy Lepilis Mayim. That's going to be the sugi today when you get to Sif Chavdal. Have Roy for water to come there. Since it's physically disconnected, it's not possible the mice to get to there. Therefore, you have a bayam. It's the sugi of a chatzitz over here. What's different in the case of Roy Vemiot? So, if you realize on the page, there are three options to understand this malach. Beis HaStorim understands when you bring down the first malach, which he says not to go with. Wants to say, when this wave is very easy to get off. Just take off the nail, what's the big deal? The fact they did not get off, it must be your miyot she'ein makbid. Mashenku, there's a miyot. It's a little bit connected. You might see you want to take it off. It's hard, painful, not that easy. Therefore, you are makbid. That's the chiluk over here. Mina makbid versus mina she'ena makbid. It's easy to remove or not easy to remove. Question is why for me? But that's that one over here. The second option, what the Taz brings down for the Mordechai over here, he wants the machalik ruba kikuloi. It's not here. That's why Rav is besedir. Masha enki when the meat is here. Asad shlishi, the Taz brings down for the Bach, when the woman has to take it off by case of miyot or be a baya, a rave, anyone can take it off. Which Taz says, therefore what? Who cares? Those are three ways to sound pshat like the shach and the dakim moisho. The chatzitza is where the makom achibur. Coming with Taz, it has a third mahalach over here. Where's the chatzitza? The chatzitza is where it's disconnected. Makom achituch. He says, why? He says, when the case you have most of the off, so water can get there. When only a small cut over there, it's being pushed one against the other, and therefore water cannot get there by this little split over there, and therefore we have to have roi for water to get there. The fact that water cannot get there is chatzitza. David said, for example, Avra Bosom would do Dolom, whether it's rave or a meat, people always hold, let's say, arms falling off, it's a lot of pain, you hold it against your body, hold it against the bosom, one against the other, therefore be nichna get a chatzitza, because the water cannot get there. So again, so what is the chimtin rave and meat? The machlok is what the baya is, and what's the sword behind the baya. Okay, we have three options, the Beis Yosef and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, say the getter is a sticker on top of it. We have the Shach and the Dakim Moshe said the Baya is the Mokum Mechubar. And then the Taz says that the Baya is the Mokum that's disconnected, the Mokum Achituch. This Levush over here that discusses a fourth Malach, a fourth option, that's not discussing the nail coming disconnected from the nail. Discussing where the nail comes off from the Basar. Mamash, the nail's off from the Basar. That's the case over here. Which sometimes it does happen. The question is now, Aloch L'maisa, what happens when the nail comes off the Basar? That means us practically, we come out side tzroim and side miyot. The Baal Shulchan comes like the Shach or the Kishon Aruch. There is no chilek. We have to take it off. Only kvashim sheyesh lakel. What happens when the nail is physically off the basar? You stub yourself. Nail is coming off. It's mamsh off from the basar, not the nail from the nail. The nail from the basar. So come along the levosh comes out as a chilek whether it's miyot or roiv. Because that is the avon over here. If it's a case of miyot, be chaytis, and mashe in the case of roiv. Chochma Zot brings it down that way. The Tarshish Yisrael. Maisa coming with the Tire said, let's go through the lumdus over here. He says, the idea you want to say that a rave is not a chatzitza, according to the Taz, his avona is what? Basar and even with the dolom, you know, hold against itself is a chatzitza. Therefore, the idea when the nail is coming off of the basar should be like the sugar of basar and aver and not nechligetiv tzipar. Should be a case of a chatzitza. According to the basis of avona, the idea is easy to get off according to the shach. It's not easy to take off your nail from the basar. It's a lot of pain over here. And therefore they point out, if you want to go to the Taz of Beis Yosef, then it should be also sign with Tamiyat, sign the case of Roiv. And therefore the Siddur Torah, the Pius Yimoyim, and the Kamal Mabusha Torah, Asri Levoyim, they come up to me, Machma, and say, sign Tamiyat, sign Roiv, you have a Bayav, Chatzitza Mamish. Even Kvar Shimshu, you have to be Machma over here. Another came to this from discuss, a Maisa that happened to me, is so someone came over to me, asked me, her wife has a nail that split Mamish in the middle. Split Mamish straight down. Nothing's hanging off, nothing's coming off. What is that exactly? So there's a Chochma Zom discussed this question. He said, that's certainly not Oim Lachtoich, that's only part of the body of air. Therefore, the Maisa said it's not a problem. But it's Chelik of the Guf, that's for sure not an issue. That's just like you have a cut in your body, you have a cut in your nail. So first, the gate to nails, Akan Tziv Chavalev, we come out, we have really different akimtas how to apply it. What comes out is most of the time, in situation, you have a big problem. And you really have to ask yourself, certainly in the case of Bi'evet, L'chadchila, we take off Roiv and we take off Miyot. Certainly L'chadchila, we take it off. When you have the nail coming off of the boss, there's a big shadow of what to go do. When split the Maisa, we're Mekel. That means again, with the three cases, Roiv and Miyot, we hang nail, we take off 100%. But Bi'evet, you have to know what Bi'evet, what level to put it under. The next is, if Chabay is Eva Bosser Mududalim, when you have part of your Eva or your Bosser hanging off over here, that's the Aschola of the Tesefta. The first, you look at the Beis Yosef, it's very clear there are two different Gersois in the Tesefta. Is the Tesefta saying it's not Chaitzitz, or the Tesefta saying it is Chaitzitz? The Rambam, the way how it brings it down, he says a case of a Chatzitz over here. The Rashi, the Torah, is a case of Chatzitz. Now, where is this Chatzitz? It really depends on the Shitosa, it's Tzivchop Aleph. According to the Beis Yosef, the Chatzitz is where you have a boss hanging off, and there's a sticker on the bosser. There's a sticker on the Eva over here. According to Taz, his Mahalach is that when it's coming off, the baya is that its water cannot get there. You're also going to hold the aim of the basur negative, the water does not get there. According to Shach, his avada is, because it's easy to remove, not easy to remove, like the base station's first malach, the chur, it's not easy to remove, your basur, your aver, you can leave it connected to you. So Maisa, what is the baya? Each one that you toss on you. According to Taz, the baya and Simcha Beis is a mock of the chitoch. According to Shach, what's the baya and Simcha Beis is a mock of the chibur. According to Beis Yosef and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's the baya and Simcha Beis? The sticker on top of the ave over here. That means you have to realize it's the same machlokes, no one said it, but that if you look in the Kairos, the same, the same mockum, what the kimt over here is. So that's the Maisa, how those one, Taina, that's the Gears, the Rambam, and the Tur and the Rash, but a baya of chatzitz over here. Asad Hasheni, the Rash, wrote down the Beis Yosef and the Smag. They come and say it's not a chatzitzo. It's different than the case of a nail. The case of a nail is an outgrowth, not really bad from your body. It grows in your body. It comes made to come off. Even the cuts is over here. But the boss and the evil is your body, is part of and parcel of a person. Part of a person is not a chatzitzo. And therefore, the Maisa they want to be Mekel. Lalocha, the Mechab is very clear. He passes the Chumro like Numas Yishreinim. Like the Kirsar, I think we have the Fenenu and the Deceptor. Maisa is Nichon, they get it of Chatzitza, whether it's right, whether the case of Yit. Just what Mahalach Impshan the Deceptor, each one you have to know the Taz, you have to know the Shach, and you have to know the Beis Yosef. Mamshech the Ramah, once we have the lot of Eva Bosa hanging off, that things are extra over here, what about a Yabelas, a word that's extra, but it's not hanging off? So come along the Ramah, and they come along the Swarma say, Ladafka Yabelas is any growth. Any corn, anything that comes out of the body, that's part of the body, that is a skin, if it's not hanging off, that's part and parcel of the person. Therefore, there's no chatzitz over here. Therefore, a person has a pimple, something growing out, any yabelis is a chatzitz, a vadanat. That's what Moby is saying, because it's not hanging off, that is part of the person over here. It's not even the chatzitz. The rear underneath it we had earlier is not a problem. Has what?
Had the mind to get rid of it.
They're not getting rid of the skin. They're getting rid of the pus underneath. We'll get to case of what you, I think you're referring to, where people do want to get rid of the skin. But a regular yabelis, you're not really removing. That's really part of you. You wonder if they burn it off eventually. They go to the doctor and get it burned off. If you have an appointment
the next day,
to remove your finger the next day, is it chatzitza? I don't think so. If it's hanging off, you can say it's already on the way off. It's not being yoinik. Once it's still a part of your body, I don't think it's a problem. Building upon this idea, we have this idea of skin that's not being mododol, and it is part of you. They discuss about something called hard skin, a callus, I think in English, callus. That people have a rock to scrub and take off the hard skin over there. Is that a problem or not? So again, this form building upon the sugya of yabelis, all this form say first, if right now it's not even to remove, assuming that skin that's part of you is not a problem. Not a problem. When you do plan to remove it, and you machbin, and this then some book of Mongla Khoinim, how to look upon that skin. I mean, they say to soften it, they say maybe do the best job you can. That's a Shiloh. But right now it's hard a part of you, that's Mamma Sugya of Yabelis. You plan to remove it, that's interesting Shiloh, how far do you take the side over here? Doing to this discuss cuticles. Cuticles Ba'etzem are little things that are hanging off your body. It's skin around your nails that's coming off over there. Is that Nichla Geder of Eva Bosom Dodul and Nichla Geder of Chaitzitz? Was like yabelis and not chaitzitz. What are cuticles? We have two things over here. You say it's hanging, it's right to come off. So the pnei yeshu and shuva. That means grandfather pnei yeshua. That's brought down by the masham. They come along and says over here it's hanging off. Ma'aseh bayav chatzitz over here. You machbet or even the chatzitz over here. And therefore, if you go into the mikvah with these cuticles, need tefillah acheres. So by the shulchan pasuk, need tefillah acheres. Unless you cut it down, until the mamash very little left. I see me have little small ones, come on, nothing. Atzad Hasheni, they said, let's go through svaras over here. If the svaras like the taz need water to get there, I think by the cuticles, water gets there, is no problem. If going mitzad the sugya vakapodo, a lot of people have these things around. I look at my fingers, people are not makbid over here. If you're getting mitzad the sugya, the shak is easy to move, and therefore me a chain of makbid, it's very easy to move over here. According to the Ma'ar, you have to get involved with the sugya of Oyim Lekotze, not Oyim Lekotze. The Ma'ar says, no din of Yit Lekotze over here. It's like Yisiris. So come on, Rav Vosner and Chodeshoni, the Pachach and Chochma Zodim, say, why do we get rid of your cuticles for? What are you worried about? It's true, it's Mododol over here. We go through the Svaras over here. According to what Shita do you have a problem? What's the Bayavia? What's the Indian over here? Why? What's the, It's miyachin and machbid. That's easier to remove. That water can get there. So you don't have the shach, you don't have the taz, you don't have the beis esif. So what's the problem? So true, and meist about shulchan meist is machbid. He said tzark tvi lacharis. He bets he comes to lochem tziv chof. Yesh lo what his right is, and he says it's pnei shul over here. Meist al pisvar shva yesh lo naharpe. What the problem is? The meist with the ilim is over practically to noshim. You have cuticles. Cut off whatever's hanging off, whatever the small amounts left behind, even the body says no one really cares about this, no problem at all. Of course, do not cut yourself with any chash of causing any pain or any injury. Don't have to rip it off. Usually when you rip it off, you make things even worse over there, because then there comes that little blood, and then you get involved in the question, the test. You have dam there that's locked, makbin, not makbin. Don't cause any pain. Take a scissor, cut off whatever you can, without any chash. And even that, you should know why you have to go do that for. That seems to be the nahaga what Noshim go do. Another case in getting to skin, when a person, let's say, has a sunburn. My wife just got back from a trip yesterday. My kids went a couple of days ago. Even though they can't go to school because they have corona, somehow they can go any place else. I don't know what's happening in this world. My son, they get burns over here. My son got burned this past Friday. So in the case of burns, you have skin, my son, that is coming off. So what's the luck in the getting to the skin? Is it hanging off? No. Is it part of you? Yes. But at a certain level, it starts coming off. So what's the halacha in that case? So again, this form, this is a question of Moshe, and Avos, and Abiyashim, come out the same idea, the Baruch Shulchan, the Shulchan, same concept. Things that easily come off, you can peel, it's better than that part of your body. Things that will cause you pain, or dam, or no, you don't have to rip your face off. You don't have to rip off your skin, better bad or not. Things that are coming off, just, you leave it there. When people actually would see it, you would be a little bit embarrassed of it. You might be a little bit machbid. Of course you take off. Do the best job you can with el and ichshash, the word about a shulchan, the beli kev, without any pain. Fine, that's not part of you. That's ke'in the idea of ending medodol. Medodol would take off. Any more than that, that you want to be there, or forget by burn, a lot of times forget it should be there, it has to be there, it's really part of your skin, it keeps the real underneath, it really heals you over here. Of course, that's part of your body. That's not nichon together of a chatzitza. One last case negated to skin, of sugi v'abelas, is dandruff. Now dandruff, first the Matthias says, everyone's skin sheds barach every 30 days. That's what the oil says over. Dandruff is when your skin starts shedding every 2 or 3 weeks. That's what's coming out. Everyone has it. Just little flakes over there is when it's shedding quicker. And therefore you have the flakes. So again, the common list form say, what to go do in that situation? The vetements are, that's coming off, on the way off. It's being medodol, depends where it's holding. So again, it's very simple. They ask the question of Moshe and the Vosner and the Chodshani, all come out of the same halacha. You wash your hair with the best shampoo, you take out whatever you can, and whatever's left behind is part of your head, it's me and Chayna Machbid. You should clean out whatever the particles are in your head. Whatever the small amount that you can't find is also me and Chayna Machbid, water, meister, can get there, whatever's tallish, and not to worry about it. That means again, now there is a shadow of what happens. Isha thought she did the best job. She comes back to the mikvah and sees at least a large particle of a flake there. That's a good question. What to go do? But in general, if you wash well, you cleaned well, there's no reason to assume there's anything left behind. You can comb your hair over here. And if anything's connected to your head, it's part of your head. You don't have to scratch and take off your aura over there. That's part and parcel of a person. It might change a day or two later. You might get involved what happens if you have Er Shabbos and then Yontif 2 days later. What to go do? That's an interesting question, how to apply this case of dandruff. But otherwise, we do the best you can, clean it well, no pain, and then you go to the mikvah. It's definitely get of yabelis, and not the sugya of something that's hanging off. That means that's the get over here. We have two sugyas over here. Mimododol, we take off. Yabelis is part of you. And then you just have to make sure you take off whatever's not part of you. Sifov Gimel is a sugya of takshitim, of jewelry. The Mechab over here has, I think, 5 cases. He has a case of a bracelet, a case of a nose ring, a case of an earring, a case of a regular ring, and a case of a necklace. With the Mechab, how he paskins, he says very simple. If it's hoda, it's chatzitzo. If it's rofoi, it's not a chatzitzo. First question is, in the Mechab, what's the locha lechatchilo? Maybe he's only discussing a sugya b'dieved. So come on the Bach that's brought down over here by the Pesach Tshuva. And he says, the locha over here is, negetu lechatchilo, he says it really depends. There's certain types of, he says, the case of an earring, he says, is a tircha to remove. You put it inside and you leave it there. Interesting, he said that this past Shabbos, my daughter had a hard time taking out her earrings. Couldn't take it out. My other daughter had to pull, couldn't get it off. My other daughter, it was very hard to take it off. I mean, I always thought it was very easy. just because I'm learning the sugya, that's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show me that, yes, sometimes it's hard to take off. Mamish, just, it's Mamish Minah Shemayim. I shouldn't learn the sugya, it would be easier for them. Yeah, it's Mamish, this Shabbos, the Mamish pulling, couldn't get off. The Maisa, what?
Like
a crane. Grasshopper is the usual chalakar, but you know, guess what? I've never seen a grasshopper. Fine. But Maisa, we have the Bachelor says, by Negerti earrings, this is hard to take off, and even by Rofer Lechatchila, you have a Bayah. Right, so Rofer Otodok, because you might not take it off in the case of Otodok. Otherwise, he says, all other cases can be Mekel. Atzana Sheni, Peskachuba brings down, there's a Beis Hill. Beis Hill and Beis Hill, with Kivego over here, also brings down, there's Ramah and Sim Kuf Sam Chalot, by Ntil Sedayim. The Ramah over there says, that by case of Rofer, by Ntil Sedayim will be Machmor Otodok, what would not be Kim, was Rofer, what is Otodok? Negate to the jewelry. The Chanam is, why did you leave it out over here? So it could be this case of B'dievet. But come along the Beis Hill and Kiva Eger brings down also the Loch of the Vamosho that Lechatchila you cannot, number one, you have a reason, it's Adamon, Kuf Samch Aleph, Rofer Otahodik by Juli, and number two, to the Pesach Shuvah, we have the Monsif Aleph. The Monsif Aleph says we remove everything. Everything means Sai, the case of Rofer, Sai Mirch, and Makbet. So come along, Agam the Bach sounds like we make all even Lechatchila, as long as not a case of a Tercha, the place in the Beis Hill and Kivega, the place coming down, no, we are Machman or Juli Lechatchila from two separate sugyas, either Amon Sif Aleph, or Mitzad the Sugyan Kosam Aleph by the case of Natila Sedayim. That's the get to Lechatchila. That's clear. Negev to B'dievet, question is how to paskin. The Mechaba is still being Mekel over here. Came along with Pesach Tshuva and the Migzan, the Beis Hill, it says, once we have them on by Natila Sedayim, that would not be between the case of Rafa and Odo, by the case of Juli. Here also, the loch will be, like Tzipunayim and Sivchov, the loch is, even B'dievet will have a baya on jewelry, by case of Rafa. Even B'dievet. What the level B'dievet? Like Sivchov, the Kvashim shall be makel like the Taz. Being the Machlokes Taz and Shach, because the Taz can be makel. But Machme, even B'dievet, by case of jewelry. Kivegim and Zandam, the loch lemais from the Vam Moshe. Even B'dievet, I mean, against the Machaber. Atzad Hasheni, come on the Pesach Tshuva, and he goes on further, bring down the Mokom Shmuel. He says, "Ish lechal karpe." Tils daim to melech hatchilo. What right did extend in the case of the Yevid by our sugya over here? Where in the world are you extending this halacha of any bekim by the case of the Yevid? Therefore, the ma'ase wants to be mekel, but you're making a massive jump lechatchilo the case of the Yevid. Does have a third shita that even fashim should be machm over here? So the ma'ase, the Pesach Shuvah discusses halacha. Read this simon like four different times. What's the halacha negated jewelry? Ma'ase, most swarm seem to say. But the Yevad like the Machaber to be Mekel. Agam Kivega says, even the Yevad told Kvashim Shal Maisa to be Machaber. Take one case of Julie. What?
That's not the end of his Mamish.
Even Rafa, even Rafa. Yeah, well, I'll like to end off what the Loch of Rafa is. Let's go first through cases. First, you have a case over here of a, let's say, a ring on your finger. So, first of all, why is it a Chatzitza for? The Maisa have people leave there all the time. So, the Taz, for example, the Ravid was brought down by the Rosh. And since people are for Amim or Makbid to make chalas to take it off, even though right now by a shower or mikvah she's not Makbid, but sometimes you are Makbid, Nichol Negeder of Chatzitza. Come on, the Pesach Shuvah says, but let's say this is the Isha who will never make chalas, not a style, or even she always makes chalas, she'll never take off the ring, or he said the case of a man, Lechor, just like we have a Lochlet Sifyat Zayin, an Uman has its own category, be like the case of an Uman. This Isha does not make chalas. The women who make chalas, that's her job. Women don't make chalas, it's their job. Men never make chalas, at least in those days. That's their job. So maybe look at the loch of a Uman, and therefore should not be a chatzitza by these type of notion. Maiso, Pesach Shuvah, he brings it down from the Siddur Torah. He ends off the steamers HaPoiskim and not to Mechalik. And Lechor, the Swar, they want to say, Chilk, in the case of Uman. The Uman is recognized that they're a painter. It's recognized that they're a sheikh, they're a sector, everyone sees it. You don't see a person that's not a baker. It's not nicker. No one sees the Adam Mechalas. Since you don't see it, the Chura, we're not going to be Mechal between people. I won't have this heter. Or we'll be Machmer as Loi Plug. However, he goes on further. B'di Evid, Vashem Sho, it's Eisen HaShtaino. You aren't Uman, you can't be Mechal. That means coming out, there's Eisen HaTaino, and Yeshem Yilismach, except it's a Svarta, not Mechal, because not nicker the Uman over, Umanus over here. Building upon this, they discuss that women, sometimes their finger blow up. And they can't get the ring off. What do you go do in that case? First of all, they say, use some oil, or use soap, or some any other lubricant, Or if you can't get off, go to a jewelry, or they say the chovesh, the absalah, they have something, what's to clip it off to, for us before, now chatzitza, but everyone knows, call them, they also can take it off for you. But let's say they're not around, you can get to it. Question is, you have the ring stuck in your finger, and you have to go to the mikvah. What to go do in that case? The first, they point out the two cases why the finger is blown up. Either it can be a case that Isha got older, and it grew on her, and she can get it off. Then it can be a case of Isha that she got pregnant, the finger got wider and thicker over here. So they said, the Swam say, really depends. If she got older, it's always to stay there, the oilam, and she never makes challahs. Says the Chassam Sofer, the Issa says, Nichol Geder Shas Tchak, can be makel. Because the she never makes challahs, that's the umnis. We're machma, but you can't take it off. Yesham this one, Shas Tchak. Forgets the Swam, but let's say Bethan she does make challahs, and she's just pregnant, and it blows up over here. Echnami, it's a chatzitza. You have a big problem over here. The place would say, you have to get it started off over here. You have to figure out how to get it off. You have a big problem.
She's
part of that group, and even though she's not machmed,
she changed the group.
No, she makes challahs. No, she's part of the group that makes challahs. When they say, the Pesach Teshuva says people don't make challahs in one group,
yeah,
and people make challahs in another group.
Now she's in the group,
but she's
not going to take it off.
No, so that she would have, and she could have. She just can't right now. Something's blocking you. She got pregnant, and now what can you do? People get pregnant, Baruch Hashem. Negate the case of earrings. So also, come along the SLB Ashiv. Let's say you can't physically take it off. Again, my daughter. So what to go to that case? So Maisi says, it's the case of Nei over here. And they physically cannot take it off. Women Be'etzim wouldn't want to leave it on over here. And it sounds like from the Chazal, Be'etzim, they left it on the Olam. So like false eyelashes by Nei, the place can make up a Shas and Chak. Also like false eyelashes. And therefore, if women don't take it off, you have to know what the Metzias is, but let's say people will leave it there, and then not taking it off inside of Lichluch, they're switching it usually. I mean, as far as I see, a lot of girls with them all the time, they're just constantly switching it. So the Echnami said of the Ashim, Yeshiv Lismach, Lichluch get a false eyelashes, you leave it there, that's there for Lailam. The Yeshiv Berkowitz, there was the Isha that was, used to have two earrings, and then she came more Yeshivish, she only has one earring. And it seems that every time she went to Mikvah, what happens is you leave one earring, and the other one's supposed to slowly close. Every month you went to the mikvah, every time you have to clean out that hole. And she kept not letting it close. Because every time she put a Q-tip or something through it to clean out that lichluch that's over there. So they went to Berkowitz and asked the Maisa, can she not stop cleaning it? Well, no, you're by Al-Khatzitza. She said, this is lichluch get it, but you have it. That's a miyachin and makbe, no one cares about. And we don't have to clean out the area. It's important for people not to see in certain communities that she has two holes over there. Women can't tell, they can't see, that they realize that when people have two holes, it's not because she chose to have two when she switches places, because that's where her background is. They understand, saying, oh, people's background, that's the Lichlan Bayav, Oshnoro. You know, we'll say the Gnus, where they came from. The Sikh of Dalai Mechaber ends off with the Sikh of an Eged or Kaskashim, basically a case of a splint or a bandage over here. The way how the Mechaber comes out, comes from the Torah. The question is, basically, what is the avodah of the Tosafot over here? That means the Beis Yosef came up from the Torah that there is no machlokes among the Rishonim, and therefore the case of Rafoi will be not a chatzitza. A case of Hadik will be a chatzitza, because that's how they insert the gears of the Tosafot over there. Question, how do you really put the period or the kam over there? And therefore the Maaseh, they are making the case of Rafoi. Atzad HaSheni, the Shach, comes to the Bach, that says, no, read the Rambam, Maaseh, his avodah, the Rambam, Maaseh, chatzitza. Water would not go inside the splint, inside the bandage over here. And therefore, the Bach ends off, since we're dealing with the Isser of a Chorus, which means the Sugim Nida, Gam, it's Mir Chen Machbet over here. Maisi said that we have to be Machmer, Mir the Machbet, but even though the Sugim Nida is a Chorus. And therefore, most of them come along go like the Shach and Bach. Lachla Maisel by a splinter, or this bandage, whether it's a Mir, or it's a case of Roib, whether it's Rofoi, or the case of Hodak, the Maisel will be Machmer. So it comes out that Balocho, negate to all this case over here, when it's the Be'ikah of Adu, we take off everything like a chilo, all jewelry we take off. When it's a case of Rafoi, why take off? There are two reasons, beside the Ramans, Aleph, or because Enel Mekiyim. Negate to Sugi of Rafoi, but it's a case of Hodak, Hodak might be Machmer, even with Yevid. Rafoi, each one onto their own Shito. What does he get at Rafoi and Hodak? Might say Enel Mekiyim. Says Aruch Hashulchan, Akol Lefi Rois in the Moira. I can always not clear what the get over here is. Now there is a Pesach Teshuvah here being down the Shivas Tzion. That's the son of the Nei Yehuda. It's because the Yishu has an eye infection, and therefore no water can go inside the eye.
So he starts off the child giving one eitzah, take a bandage that's rafe over there, and therefore not be a bayav chatzitza rafe b'diav b'shazchak b'semachan lahakol over here. They come along and he says, "I the Bach says even by rafe goes out to any rafe. He wants a taina even b'diav it. No, because that's a case of a tircha leave the loyelam. He's not a case of a tircha. Forget you want to take it off, and therefore what?
If it's rafe, I'm also looking at him."
No, it won't get in. Be roughly go there 1 second, come out, won't get in.
I thought the whole
nechutz
of
roughly
is that.
Well, slowly get in, therefore, it's not nechutz get a chatzitza. So now you have to. Sounds like you don't stay there. That's the way I was saying it over. Come to Shiva Tzion, and he says, not the way. He wants to first go, it's a Yishal Chalak, but in the case of jewelry, roughly will make will not go to the hot dog because no one really cares about it. If I care to hear this, it's a te'elis, it's a milo pushing hard against it, no water get inside. Since it's a chash, as pachad, you push against it, but it gets only because in this case, rough or tardig. And that's the bayah. There, his eitzah, the son of Noyeb Yudah, is to take the hand, put it inside water, and then cover your eyes. And not the isha herself. Hands can't be up, we'll get the luck later on the simon, her hands have to be down. Therefore, her friend, who should stand away from her, not touch her body, put her hand inside the mikvah, the sugi of a shakal, cover her eye, and go inside the mikvah over there. Maisa comes out, and we see over here, there's a gam we know, rough is mutter. There are six different things in the Gehati Rafai. This is speak the mouth, five we learned already, one we'll get to. That means first we have a Sugin Sif Aleph, the idea of Rafai, Ramah, that we have a Chumrah to take off everything that's Rafai. The word is Tyrus is Zahiris Bahamah, but all Rafais we take off, that's one Aleph. There's a second Rafai, that's Rafai Umachbid, Ramon Sif Dalid, the Machbid B'Shasat Filo. The way the Pesach Shuvah being done with there's a Bayah over here, what's Rafai Umachbid B'Shasat Filo. The second time. A third time, what's Rafai? A tircha to remove over here. Because Shuvah brings it down four different times this back over here. They have a gzeirah of Rafai Otto Hoda, when it's hard to remove. There's a fourth time over here, Negeta Tachshit. That's our Sugya Simchov Gimel, where we have Einel Bekim, the Ramah, and Simchov Samchal, and Tils Daim. There we have a gzeirah, since not Bekim, on the case of Rafai to be Machmer. A fifth time of Rafai, if the person wants to Hoda, can do get Rafai. That's a Shiva seen on the course of the Gezer. Rafai Otto Hodok, Otto case for any Rafai. And then we'll get to later on the Simon, a sixth case holding a person or holding a Kli. We'll see also the place we'll say we have a day of Rafai Otto Hodok. I mean, if somebody asks you, what's the law of Rafai? Say Rafai is B'di Evans B'Seder. I just mentioned the six different types of Rafai going through the Simon, and a lot of them are probably even B'di Evans. And then, therefore, you have to know these are the six different times to apply to. One last thing over here to discuss. The person discussed the idea of stitches. Now they're coming from either from the idea of bandages and splints over here, or they're coming from the signal and test and sifil alf, they get to the idea of a kites that's underneath your skin, not chatzitza, above the skin or the rear that's inside, not chatzitza, above is chatzitza. What's the loch and the gate to the sugya of these stitches? The chur, it has a bayah of these bandages over here, and has a bayah in the case of kites sticking out. So first, as far as we speak out, there are two different types of stitches that a person can get. There's those that you put inside the body that stitch up one to another, that dissolve by itself, that you cannot remove them. They stay there and they naturally dissolve and come out of the body, they fall off by itself. And there's the other type that you put inside stitches and then go back to the doctor a couple weeks later and they take them out. Two different types. The first, the stitches that do not dissolve. Kamal Ramayushan says, that's not part of your body. It's mamash like kites sticking out of your body. Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nasher Klein, Rav Vozel, Chonshani, they come along and say, it's mamish, any bandages on top of it. Any splinters on top of it. Who is the bayah of a chatzitza? You are makbid, except you don't want to take it out right now. You don't want it. No one wants, I stitches 14 over here, at 14 stitches sticking out. Do I want it there? No. But I had to leave it there. I would get rid of it, just today I can't. I would. You get them out, maybe the zichron. You know what you're saying? If a multiple people want to go not that way. Not so much. Even though Moshe over here, Moshe is Machmer. It gets involved. You have a long time, 3 months. They ask him, maybe 3 months. Everyone wants to take out stitches less than 3 months. Moshe is about a shulchan, and he tells us, we'll get the lacha by fillings. Best of Shem, I think maybe next time. That by fillings inside your teeth, a lot of places more time you leave it there for a month, that's not a problem. It's come on the Marakoyan, being about a shulchan, says, Yishlechal Karvei. By the case of fillings, everyone understands that is your tooth that you're eating with, kind of part of your body, and no one's seeing something external that's not part of your body. Stitches, everyone sees it's not part of your body, it's double zarm to the gulf. And therefore, the fact you want to compare fillings to the stitches, again, by the shulchan wants to be mekel. Kamar Olam Shem saying yishchalik, nothing to do with another. Feeling is part of the body. Everyone knows it's something that's being attached to you as a tooth. It's part of the tooth over here. Fine, mashing stitches are just another external to help your body heal. That's again when it does not get dissolved. In case it gets dissolved, there's a question numus achoinim and numus placing more time to be mekel. It says, first of all, you never plan to remove it. Now that says it cannot be removed. You have a set time, it will stay inside your body. You won't say it's bought into the guf, it's a chelik of the guf over here. Eventually, it falls off. It says the Bada Shochan, it's like a scab, that's on skin in the body. That scab eventually will fall off. A scab eventually will fall off.
But the scab, how are you doing to a scab to make it soft for you?
You have to soften it, and let's say you can.
What's all the stitch? You can't do anything. It falls off.
It falls off after, let's say, 5 weeks. It will never fall off after a week or two. Never. It won't. You cannot remove it if you want to do Zerushalam Azam. It's part of your body no matter what. It's like having a growth of your body. It's like having your balance of your body. Your balance something will come off. You plan to burn it off, but it's part of your body right now.
It also meant your body, me. It's part of your body.
Fine. This is also, he says, bolted to the growth. It's like a scab that's part of your body. That will fall, a scab will fall off.
It's not something that's making your body.
Fine.
Tell me it's a scab. A scab is something that your body naturally makes.
But, what's the difference that the body makes it? If I cut myself the hachis to make a scab, same thing. I cut myself and I made stitches. That's their time over here.
No.
That's from Zalman and the Rav Volzner, the Nashi Kloin, they come along by the Shulchan Mekel, and they point out and they get to Noshim and they give birth. The stitches they get are dissolvable stitches. A gam is mokum based on starim. Based on some has to roil the bilas maim. Maisa, usually they say it falls out anyway before 6 weeks before you go to mikvah. But even if it doesn't, you have to go check, make sure it's not there. Numerous places can want to say no. I tell Hashani, there are people who want to agree with our girls over here. It's awesome. This is a chodeshani of Yashiv, the one tiny circle, so the double chitzani, Yishal Karbis, not in case like a scab, not probably body. The Maisa, they want to be machmer. Fine. But Maisa, the gate to aloha, the gate to scab, the gate to stitches, the gate to aloha when it does not dissolve, Abel Maisa is being machmer. When those dissolve, Harbi Makilim, again, those will be machmer, the numerous places can want to be make over here. Fine. Adka Sivchov Gimel Beshem, today we'll learn Sivchov Dalit. Slow.
Let me see a minute.